Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Would you believe we're back in Florida? Just for another day, though. We came down to check on our place and do a few things. And this has been the week of our 27th anniversary and Buck's 77th birthday. So it's been good to make the drive and to be together. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we praise you and thank you for watching over us and taking care of us, always loving us, blessing us, giving us favor wherever we go, helping us to overcome in times of trouble and trial. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for your care for us. Thank you especially for our salvation, because you sent your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, to this earth to be a perfect sacrifice so that his blood that was shed on the cross could cover our sins and forgive us and give us eternal life. Thank you, Father. What a wonderful plan that you put together so that we could be bought back. We're sorry, Father, for the times we sin and we're not obedient to your spirit and following hard after you. And we pray you'd forgive us and that you would fill us afresh with a new anointing, that you would fill us afresh with love for you and love for others, along with love for ourselves. Thank you, Father, that we're your creation. We are your idea. And thank you that we all can be family together if we'll just turn to the Lord Jesus. Father, I praise you and thank you for everything you've done. We look forward to that day when we'll be with you forever. But until then, Father, continue to give us the zeal to want to tell others the good news that they too can be forgiven of their sin and have eternal life if they'll just turn to Jesus. Thank you, Father. We love you. Might we glorify you today. And Father, those who are watching the good news today, I pray they'd get their cups filled to overflowing and they would just be determined to continue to follow the Lord Jesus and be a light to the world around them. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, Amen. There's an old song that came out, I think, in the 50s called He. It tells us a little bit about our precious Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh,
our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. Pastor Buck.
Wow, it's so good to be with y'all this afternoon. We're down here in our humble abode in Salt Springs, Florida, and it started raining in Georgia yesterday, and it's rained on us all the way down, and it's rained ever since we've been here. But you know, it's sometimes we need a lot of rain, don't we?
Amen.
And today the Lord has put in my heart, by the way, I want to say first of all that we love you,
yes,
appreciate you, and just want to say that we pray we can be a blessing today. This message has been on my heart for a while, and I just know that we're all going to be blessed. Without the anointing, the yoke cannot be broken.
That's
right. So the anointing breaks the yoke of lies, of untruth, of unfaithfulness. You know, the yoke of sin brings death.
That's right.
Today, I want us to go to the book of Colossians, and Paul was writing to the church in Colossae, trying to encourage them that they had their faith in the right place. That Jesus, all power, had been given him from the Father. And that Jesus, you don't make no mistake by following him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No, you don't.
You know, you go through things that you think it's impossible to get through. But I want to say that Jesus will give you that breakthrough you need.
Amen.
And Paul was trying to encourage the church, like I'm doing my best to encourage Pastor Nikki and I to encourage you with the good news.
Yes.
Now we've been faithful with bringing the good news whenever we could for almost 2 years. And that's not counting the radio, two radio stations, one in Beckley and one in Charleston, the internet, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Got a lot of things going on. But you know, we just need encouragement ourselves once in a while.
Yeah.
And about the time that we get to thinking, you know, how much longer can we do this? Somebody will call. And that person might say, I was thinking about suicide until I heard your message, and I received your message. I received the Word of God and believed it for myself.
Amen.
You know, people can tell you about the Lord all they want to, but until you experience Him for yourself, you'll never really know what people are talking about.
That's right.
And so Paul was writing to the church in Colossae, and I want to read you a couple of verses before I get into the real meat of the message. Paul starts out by telling the people that he always prays for you. And we give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you right there, that lights my fire.
Amen.
We have a reservation.
Yes.
And we have things already reserved for us in heaven.
Amen.
Praise His holy name.
Yes.
You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news.
Amen.
Now, folks, Nikki and I didn't go in and try to pick something to talk and title what we do. But God said, I want you to start preaching the good news. Well, right here, Paul was writing the same thing. That he wanted them to hear the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives. I tell you what, if there's one thing that is all truth, is that Jesus changes lives.
Amen.
And you know, if you're a born-again Christian, you can look back and see what you used to be, and you can see what Jesus did when he came in. And you may not be all you want to be right now, but you ain't the person that you used to be. And I'm not either.
Amen.
Praise God, since I've heard the truth of the good news that is going all over the world, and it is going all over the world. Jesus is coming soon. I pray that you understand and receive that and you believe that, because you will definitely, and I will definitely, if we believe that Jesus is coming soon, 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 I know we're going to live a better life for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're going to reach out just a little more. I want to drop down to the 15th verse. Now that Paul was bragging on them for believing the truth, he wants to remind them. And you know, we need to be reminded.
We sure
our
do.
Minds need to be renewed each and every day.
Yes.
Paul says Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. Who knows what God, the Father, and the Son, Jesus, is doing somewhere else? I know a lot of people believe that the earth is the only thing that God's got going on right now, but I believe he's got other things going on. And I don't want to get too deep with that. But Paul said that he is supreme over all creation, for through him God created everything, through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God.
He sure did.
In the heavenly realms and on earth, he made the things that we can see, and he made the things that we can't see.
Amen.
Such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him.
For him.
I'm standing here today. Sunday I turned 77. And I'm telling you, I have seen things. I have seen things in the spirit world. I saw this COVID coming, and I've also saw in the spirit that there are worse things than this COVID that is coming upon us. I have seen those things in the spirit world. And that's why when you draw nigh to Jesus, Jesus will show you things that he will not show others, because he will only show things to those he can depend on them to pray and do something about it.
That's right.
God is looking for faithful people.
Amen.
Not religious people, but faithful to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Glory to God.
Amen.
I want to tell you, nothing is really out of control. And this Green New Deal and weather, climate, and everything changes. I want to tell you, Jesus is holding everything together.
That's right.
He is holding all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. Let me say, beloved, don't you dare hurt someone that belongs to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because he's the head of everything. And if you hurt one of the body of Christ, you're hurting the whole body.
That's right.
And you're getting Jesus' attention. And I tell you, I want to say this with love. Don't think that you can hurt people and get away with it. Don't think that you can do wrong in front of God Almighty and get away with it.
That's right.
The time is coming and is now that God's judgment has begun on the people that has hurt his church.
Amen.
His judgment has begun on a nation that forgot about God and started saying that evil was good and good was evil.
Amen.
His judgment has begun on our country and people that can't see that and expecting things to get back the way it was are going to be sadly disappointed. Folks, we're in the beginning of sorrows. We're in the end times, and Jesus is coming for his church soon, and we need to shape up.
Yes.
And we need to get right with God. We need to get the old account settled. We need to get all of our sins cleansed by the blood that was shed for us 2,000 years ago, and the blood has never lost its power.
That's right.
Never has lost its power. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki, he's first.
Amen.
If you're not making Jesus Christ number one, you're in trouble.
That's right.
Now, I know we're not, none of us are perfect. And sometimes the flesh, we let the flesh get in the way, but God is faithful. He knows how to hold on to his people. He's got the Holy Ghost in this world to get all of our dear saints home.
Amen.
That's his job, is to get us to the end of the road.
That's right.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. Do you want to be full? Do you want to experience the fullness?
I do. Always.
Do you really? Then we need to live in Christ, for Christ, because of Christ.
Amen.
So that we may please our Father in heaven.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything, everybody. He reconciled through Jesus Christ, reconciled everything and everybody to himself, God the Father, through the shed blood, through the sinless life of a man, and also the Son of God. For the one that went to the cross for you and me. For the one that even though in the garden he cried out, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Oh, he prayed, if it's possible. And he knew it wasn't possible. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
That's right.
Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one that lived a perfect life, born of a virgin, took our sins upon him.
Yes.
And when they put him in the tomb on the third day, he rose from the dead. He defeated death. And even though sometimes even I get afraid of dying, I know that he will help me when I'm on the last half step going into heaven. He's going to be there to help me. I may be a little baby and scaredy cat now, but I want to tell you there's coming a time when God himself is going to escort me into heaven and you if you're faithful to him.
Amen.
Because there's nobody. There is nobody like Jesus.
Nobody.
And there never will be anybody like him.
Amen.
And folks, I want to tell you today, he loves you. This Word of God shows that God's love, His desire is for us to make the choice. We have to make the choice that we want to be with Him forever.
Amen.
And that we want to give our time here on earth to Him also.
That's right. Surrender.
Paul said, my life is not my own. And Buck Stanley is saying, my life is not my own. Now I belong to Jesus. Since October 28, 1987, I belong to Him. I am His merchandise. Keep your hands off of me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We are God's kids. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Better be careful.
I want to give you the invitation today. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I want to give you the invitation that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, what have you got to lose?
Amen.
By believing and trusting Him and being willing to let someone change your life into a life that's full.
Amen.
And complete. And I've learned to be content in all things, Paul said.
Amen.
And I'm saying that too. I've had a little bit. I've had just a little tad, and I've had an abundance. But I have learned. Oh, you think, oh, no, the preacher's got it made? No. In West Virginia, our septic system went out. Got to have a brand new septic system. The central AC went out. We come down here. Lightning had struck and took out our television, our cable box. I'm telling you, it's always something. And the guy came and mowed today and run into our new deck and tore two of the things loose. Yeah, but I've learned to be, I am content.
Amen.
I know where I've been. I know where Jesus has brought me to. And I know where the Holy Ghost is going to take me.
Amen.
And I know that my Father's going to welcome me one day.
Yes, He
just
is.
Just like He's going to welcome you if you will come. And you will believe, repent of your sins, invite Jesus to come and take charge of your life, and surrender your will to His will.
Yes.
And you're going to find a life that's adventurous, it's exciting.
Yes.
You never know from one day to the next what the hand of God is going to do in your life.
That's right.
You'll be glad you did.
Yes.
And Christian, don't give up hope. Don't be discouraged. Come on, pour your britches up and march right on in the army for the Lord Jesus Christ, because He's coming soon.
Yes, He is.
And we're going to see Him as He is.
Amen.
And guess what?
What?
The Bible says we're going to be like Him.
Wow.
That means we can walk through a solid, that earth's, nothing has control over it. We can be where we want to be, do what we want to do, and nothing stops us because we like Jesus.
Amen.
We're like Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to get Pastor Nikki to close with this song. And y'all pray for us as we head back to West Virginia. And Lord willing, from North Carolina, Moravian Falls, Thursday, Pastor Nikki will have a good message for you. And I love you. Don't apologize. I do not apologize for preaching truth. I apologize for trying to please people every now and then. It's never worked out. It never will. So I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Close out with this song, and Lord willing, Thursday we'll see you from North Carolina. God bless your hearts for listening today.
It's awesome, isn't it, that the Creator of the universe, of all that has been made, He listens. He listens to your voice and my voice. He cares about what is on our hearts. And He's there to draw us to Himself. He comes seeking us just as He sought the woman at the well. And this song by Mark Bishop says, Jesus listens. And for 43 years, I've learned he is listening and he's doing something about whatever it is.
I want you to encourage Sister Merlene Cantrell.
Yes, might you have a wonderful time with the children.
She's having in our youth building.
Thank God
it's finished.
That's wonderful.
And so congratulations, Merlene Cantrell.
Yes.
You are truly a sister in the Lord listening to the voice of God.
Amen. Let's be obedient, huh? He's listening right now. Like the woman drawing water from the well, all she needed was someone she could tell.
Hallelujah.
And he heard every word, but that was just the start. Jesus heard the whispers of her heart.
Yes, he did.
Jesus listens when no one seems to care. Wants to hear from you. Bye for now.